Blog Talk Radio.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for joining me tonight on God's Suited Message. I pray everyone is feeling blessed and highly favored on this Faith in the Lord Friday. My faith is in my Father's unchanging hand, his strength and his guidance and his protection. Hallelujah. I just love the Lord, and I just want to magnify his name because he's so worthy of our praise, of our rejoicing, of our gladness, of our worship, of our seeking and desiring of his will. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I thank my Father that all belongs to him. God, this belongs to you. All things that I'm facing belong to you, Father, because you say this is your battle and not mine. Hallelujah. Just trust God through whatever you're going through. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we just come to you saying thank you, Lord. We just come to you saying holy is your name. You're so worthy of our praise, and we thank you for blessing us with the breath to praise your name. We thank you for blessing us with the mind to desire to praise you, with the heart that's longing to praise you. Hallelujah. For our desires land at your feet, Father God. Hallelujah. Our desires trusting you and believing your holy word and standing on your word. For us walking by faith and not by sight, Father God, we just say thank you for allowing us to have that, Father God. We ask you to touch us from the top of our heads to the sole of our feet, Father God. Shed your blood over us, heal and strengthen us, Father God. Guide and direct us into all the things that you called us to do, Father God. Give us the joy of the Lord, Father God. You are our peace and you are our strength, and we thank you, Father. Hallelujah. We ask you to increase in our life so we can decrease, Father God. We ask you to have your way in our life. Our thoughts want to belong to you, Father God. We want to cast our cares upon you, Father God, and we want to see the salvation of the Lord. We want to see the deliverance of you in every area of our life, Father God. Hallelujah. We go beyond being healed, but we want to be made whole, Father God. We want to be made whole in you. Hallelujah. Because we have faith in you, we are made whole, and we thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Have your way. Holy Spirit, take over. Speak to us what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to the church. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm just so thankful today. I'm just so excited. Hallelujah. I'm so excited because one thing God is teaching me, when there's so much going on and it seems like it's so overwhelming and you can have the peace of the Lord, God is showing you like, look, my child, just let me show you the salvation. Let me show you the deliverance. Hallelujah. Because when it says stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, salvation is your deliverance. He wants you to see that deliverance. He wants you to see it and magnify his name and look at the rejoicing of it and see how the situation looked and see how he delivered you. See how it was the hand of God and nobody else. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And Tuesday, we talked about the battle. Today's title is called God, This Belongs to You, because God wanted to remind us that everything that we're going through belongs to him when we're walking out his will. Hallelujah. And earlier this week, we was on 2 Chronicles 2, and we did 15. Today, we're going to be on 2 Chronicles 2. 2 Chronicles 20, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And this is talking about Josaphat. Now, this is right after Josaphat had came into alliance with Ahab, and the prophet came and told Ahab that he was going to die, that God had put lion spears in his prophet, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And Josaphat, and then in 19, God came up to him and came up to him through a seer, through Jehu, the son of Hanan, the seer. That was the one that Elijah or anointed. God had told him when Elijah was at the mountain and he was saying there was no prophets left, and God told him to anoint three people. Jehu was one of them that he told him to anoint. And he had came to Josaphat and had told Josaphat that should he have helped the ungodly and love those that hate the Lord, therefore the Lord, the word, he was telling them that the word for the Lord, but God had still found some good in him. Nevertheless, there was good in him. Hallelujah. And the hand of God was there, and that he had prepared the hearts to seek God. Hallelujah. So God was showing him that you did this. I'm showing you. See, one thing we need to understand, God was showing us where we went wrong at, but he will still never forget the good that's in us. Hallelujah. Because he that's in us is greater than he that's in the world. Hallelujah. And when we come into the Lord, God is cleansing us. He is cleansing us through his word. He is transforming us. And when you submit to him and allow him, see, some people get the understanding, get understand and misconstrue, because some people will think that's why when God kept on saying bring back to remembrance and he allowed me to look at my past, a lot of people don't like to look at their past, and God is showing me the deliverance of it. Hallelujah. Because one thing we need to understand, when Jehu came to Jehoshaphat, he was coming to him about a past thing that he did. He was coming to him about him coming together with Ahab. Now if he wanted to tell him about him coming together, he'd say, but nevertheless, you still have good in you, and God is with you. You have the people seeking God's heart, but I'm showing you, hallelujah, I'm trying to show you how to continue to walk in the deliverance, because God wants you to know where you went wrong, but see how he was still with you because you was his child. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So we need to understand when God reveals stuff to us, it's not to condemn us or to break us down, but it's to show us how he was there. Hallelujah. The reason you overcame because you was his son or daughter. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And he makes things aware to you so you can no longer say, I didn't know that was wrong. He gives you a chance to repent and come back to him. This belongs to the Lord. Hallelujah. Second Chronicles, and I'm going to read 2 Chronicles 20. Hallelujah. This was the prayer of Jehoshaphat, because he had came and the seer had told him all the different things that he was doing right and all this, and God was with him. And it came to pass after this also that the children of Ahab and the children of Anam and with them others beside the Ammonites came against Jehoshaphat to battle. See, they came against Jehoshaphat after God was with him, and God was showing that I was with you and you seek me. Hallelujah. And he was telling him to deal courageously, to know that God is with you and just trust him. Hallelujah. So now he knew how to seek God. One thing we need to understand, when God comes to us and give us messages and give us understanding, he's showing you where you went wrong at. He's showing you how you can come back to him, and he's showing you to be courageous and know how to seek him. See, in situations throughout our life, when we go through different things, God shows us, when he brings back to remembrance everything he said unto us, he shows us the deliverance, because the Holy Spirit brings back to remembrance. He shows us the deliverance. He shows us how he was there, and he shows us how to seek him next time we face something. Don't you notice that a lot of your life you come against situations that's similar, and it'd be similar to something you faced before? You'd be like, I'm going through the same thing over and over, because God is trying to show you how to walk in a deliverance, walk in the wholeness of that situation, and to lay it truly at his feet, because maybe you laid it at his feet somewhat in the situation before, but now he's trying to get you to totally lay it at his feet. Hallelujah. Totally surrender and let you know that this battle is mine. Hallelujah. So they came up against Jehoshaphat to battle. Then came some that told Jehoshaphat, saying, there come a great multitude against you from beyond the sea, the seaside of Syria, and beyond there be the Hazar, which is Ega. And Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord and proclaimed a fast throughout all Judah. So he had a little bit of fear. Hallelujah. And he knew what to do with that fear. Seek the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And he set himself to seek the Lord. Set meaning to put, lay, or stand something in a specified place or position. Now he was landing, he was putting himself in a specified place and position. He was putting himself in a place of surrender to the Lord and the position of landing at God's feet and seeking his counsel. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Because position means a place where someone or something is located or has been put. Hallelujah. So now you're located as seeking the Lord, seeking his spiritual advice. Ask him, what am I called to do? What are your plans? What are your will? Because you know all things that come. This is your battle. So what is your strategy? What am I to do? Show me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So he called a fast all throughout Judah. And Judah gathered themselves together as the help of the Lord. Even out of all the cities of Judah, they came to seek the Lord. And Jehoshaphat stood in the congregation of Judah and Jerusalem in the house of the Lord before the new court and said, O Lord, our Father. He said, O Lord God of our fathers, are not you God in heaven and rule not over all the kingdoms of the heathens? And in your hands is there not power and might so that none is able to withstand you? So he's talking to God. One thing we need to understand, when we pray, we talk to God, we magnify his name, because he's saying, O Lord God, aren't you the God of heaven? He's saying, I know you're the God of heaven. Hallelujah. That all power and might is in your hand. Nothing is able to withstand you. Hallelujah. So he's communicating with God because he knows God. See, when you have a personal relationship with God, you know God. You know how to talk to him. Everybody want to teach people how to pray, but you need to know how to pray to your Father. You need to know, because you need to understand the past of how he's been for others, but you also need to know the past of how he's been with you. Hallelujah. And he bring back, that's why it's good to let the word he bring back to remember come to you, see how he have delivered you, and you say, aren't you the God of my fathers? Hallelujah. Because one thing we need to understand is that God made a promise to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. He brought the covenant through Jesus Christ for us to have a relationship. Hallelujah. God made covenant with other people, and it was through the fathers. Hallelujah. So you know about what he made with them. Hallelujah. But you also know what he made with you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You know what he made with other people that you know is of the Lord, who's seeking the Lord. Are not you our God who did drive out the inhabitants of the land before your people Israel and gave it to the seeds of Abraham, your friend, forever? He say, aren't you the God who drive out the inhabitants of the land before your people Israel? So you don't want to drive them out of the land. Hallelujah. One thing, it just came to my spirit. It says that the spirit, it was the one parable when Jesus was talking about the one man that was possessed when Jesus came out of the ship with his disciples, and the man was possessed and he had all the spirits on him, and it said the spirit of Satan drove him into the wilderness, and we know that the spirit of the Lord leads us. Hallelujah. So it's just a strong parable to say you the one that drive out the inhabitants of the people in front of Israel. Hallelujah. So you drove them out, just like how Satan tried to drive the man that was possessed with the spirit into the wilderness. Hallelujah. So sometimes when you are driven into the wilderness by Satan, you can come out through the power of God, through his strength. Hallelujah. So that was just for someone right there, because that was something that just came to my spirit. Sometimes you are driven in the wilderness by Satan. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, because you have spirits on him, but you come out by the power of God, because Jesus was led to be tempted by Satan in the wilderness. Hallelujah. But he spoke the word of God, because he was the power of God, because God was upon him. Hallelujah. Thank you, dear. It say, behold, I do a new thing. Shall you not know it? Shall not spring forth? I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. He doing a new thing for some of you in your way in the wilderness. Hallelujah. Whether you was driven there by the Lord, whether you were driven there by deliverance, you were driven there by Satan, or did God led you there? When you're in the wilderness, he always make a way. And when you seek his way, hallelujah, seek the way of the Lord, your ways, God. I want to have your ways manifest in my life. Hallelujah. Because he say his thoughts and his ways are higher than ours. Hallelujah. And he say, just like the rain and the snow from heaven come down, it moistens, it gives water to the ground and give seeds to the sower and bread to the eater. Hallelujah. And the word does what he sent forth for to accomplish and prosper, because it pleased him. It is sent forth to where God pleased it to go. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And they dwelt therein and have built you a sanctuary therein for your name, saying, if when evil comes upon us as the sword, judgment, or precincts, or famine, we stand before the house and in your presence, for your name is in this house, and cry to you in our afflictions, then you shall hear and help. Hallelujah. It say, when evil come upon us, when evil come upon, hallelujah. See, that man that was driven into the wilderness by the devil, evil, it was evil spirits that was upon him. Hallelujah. That's why I was tearing him and couldn't none of the chains or nothing hold him down. Hallelujah. Because he was driven in. He said, when evil comes upon us as a sword, as judgment, as prison, as phantom, we stand in the house of the Lord. So the people that have diseases and different things that's coming upon them, the evil things that break you down. Because a lot of people, when they go through a lot of different things and the things that's coming against them, the evil come against them, they turn away from God. They believe God is not there, because they feel like if they pray right away, it's just supposed to happen. There's some things that happen instantly when you pray. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But there's some things that take time, because God wants you to see the full deliverance so you can really believe him. See, one thing I am learning through my relationship with my Father, as I am getting deeper in a relationship with him, it is certain things that can't nobody turn me away from, because I have seen God's hand mighty and strong in that certain area where he have delivered me in multiple different ways in that same area, and I see him, the deliverance, but it was different situations, but it fall in the same category. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So
So I'm thankful for all of them situations because I know God's hand is strong and mighty. I know he's a deliverer. I know he's a provider. He's a protector. I know so much about him, and I'm thankful for all of them different situations. But in some situations that I might not have seen God's hand strong and mighty, and I won't say doubt neither because doubt is double-mindedness, but I would ask God more to say, Lord, take my thoughts and my ways. Lord, take me. Let me not lean on my own understanding, because sometimes when it's something that you have seen God deliver you in, but you ain't fully strong and whole in that area, you just heal. See, that's a better way to describe it. Some areas when you just heal, because by his stripes we are healed. Hallelujah. And when you have faith in God in a certain area, you be made whole, because most people that Jesus delivered, by their faith, they was made whole. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And by his blood, by his stripes, we are healed. Hallelujah. He was wounded for our transgression. By his stripes, we are healed. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So you go from being healed in certain areas to being whole. See, when you are healed in certain areas, it's certain things you need more because you need to be whole. Because when you whole somewhere, you like, oh, no, you can't. I can't be shook nowhere because I know God's hand is strong and mighty in this area. Hallelujah. And in some areas where God is developing you from being healed to being whole. Hallelujah. Going through the transaction from healed to whole. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And he say, hear our afflictions, then will you hear and help. And now behold, the children of the Ammonites and Moab and Mount Seir, whom you would not let Israel invade when they came out of the land of Egypt, but they turned from them and destroyed them not. Behold, I say, how they reward us to come to cast us out of your presence, out of your possessions, which you have given us in here. He said, now see, we didn't bother them. We didn't let them. It's certain situations that you have in your life where you haven't even bothered no one. God didn't give them over to you. Hallelujah. God bless you with something, and now they trying to come over and get what you have. Hallelujah. Thank you, because the enemy is inside of them. So you praying to God and ask him for the help. Hallelujah. Because one thing we got to learn, whatever we going through, we have to lay it at God's feet. We got to learn how to serve situations. Some situations you have to fast for, because it say Jesus says, when his disciples asked why we couldn't cast out that spirit, because he says some only come out by prayer and fasting. Hallelujah. It's certain things that you can only get deliverance and get the understanding of the spirits, and for them spirits to come out is through prayer and fasting. Hallelujah. For certain situations, you need clarity. Hallelujah. Because Jesus told his disciples, the only time he told them, when I leave you, you're going to fast when I'm not with you. So he said, my disciples, when they asked him why his disciples don't pray, he said, why would they pray if the bridegroom was with them? When I'm not with them, that's when they pray. See, when you don't have clarity or have understanding that Jesus is with you in a situation, that is the time that he wants you to lay at your feet and pray and fast to get full understanding. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It's certain situations you be like, I just don't know what to do. Hallelujah. And I don't want to go back to my own understanding, so I'm gonna do this fast. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And one thing God is showing me with fast that he called me to do, that's in alignment with his will, I can get through them so easy. It's been fast that I didn't try to do on my own and just wanted to fast and get closer to him, and it wasn't cause for it. Hallelujah. But that's a whole other topic. I teach about that another time. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, to get clarity on fasting and the understanding. And it say, our God, will you not judge them? For we have no might against this great company that comes against me. It comes against us, neither know we what to do. But our eyes are upon you. It say, we don't know what to do, but our eyes are upon you. And all Judah stood before the Lord with their little ones, their wives, and their children. Then came and found Jezreel, the son of Zechariah, and the son of Benai, the son of Joel, and Mattaniah, the Levite, the son of Asaph. It came the Spirit of the Lord in the midst of the congregation and said to them, hearten you all of Judah and all you inhabitants of Jerusalem, and you King Jehoshaphat, said, thus says the Lord to you, be not afraid nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours but God. He wants us not to be dismayed by the reason of this great multitude. He knows the great multitude that's coming against you. for this battle is not yours, but the Lord. Hallelujah. It's some of you that's facing so many different battles. Hallelujah. But it's coming from a particular section because it was a couple of different things that came up against them. The children of Moab and the Ammonites and the Moabites, done with the two that was coming against them together. They tag teamed together. So he said, I know this multitude. You can't, this great multitude. This battle is not yours. It's the Lord. Tomorrow you go down against them. Behold, they come up by the cliff of Zig, and you shall find them at the end of the brook before the wilderness in Jeruel. He said, you shall find them by the end of the brook before the wilderness in Jeruel. You shall not need to fight in this battle. He's telling you, you don't need to fight in this battle. God is trying to teach us how not to fight in certain battles that belong to him. And it's so amazing because people say faith without works. Yes, you have to have the word, but works is what you believe in God for. Hallelujah. Thank you. If you believe in God told you this battle is not yours, it's his. Hallelujah. You don't have to worry about this. He wants you to know you don't have to fight in this battle. And fighting is leaning on your own understanding, because God fight in his understanding and his ways and his thoughts. You don't have to fight with your ways and your thoughts and figure it out and try to go against what he wants you to go and see. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He says, set yourself. Set means to put, lay, or stand in a specified place or position. Where God told you to set, set yourself in that special place and position. Hallelujah. Where he told you to be, set yourself. Stand you still. Stand means to have or maintain an upright position, supported by one's feet, place or set in a specified position. So God wants you to be supported by one's feet, upright position. Hallelujah. Have and maintain an upright position that you're in the Lord, that this is not your battle. Hallelujah. So you in a specified position and place, hallelujah, where God called you to be, what he called you to do, the works he gave you, understanding for you to do. Now you stand in a specified place. You're standing on his word. You stand and trust in him. Hallelujah. And see the salvation of the Lord with you. He say, see the salvation of the Lord with you. We talked about the other day, Tuesday, that the Lord, it said that I am with you. He was talking to Asher, Joseph, our father. He said, I am with you as long as you are with me. The Lord is with you as long as you're with the Lord. He will not forsake you as long as you don't forsake him. So he say, see the salvation of the Lord with you. He wants you to see the deliverance that's with you. He wants you to see the overcoming that's with you. Wholeness that's with you. Hallelujah. So he's saying you don't have to fight this battle. I want you to see the deliverance that's with you. He wants you to see the protection that's with you, the courage that's with you, the power that's with you, the might that's with you. Hallelujah. See, he don't want you to focus on what's going on. That's why we walk by faith and not by sight. But he wants you to focus on what's with you, what's within you, who that is within you. Hallelujah. The wholeness, because God is whole. Hallelujah. So he wants you to see what's with you. Hallelujah. Stand in that position that you in the word of God, that God is with you. Hallelujah. That you are the word in flesh, that he gave you a new heart of flesh. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, that he's with you, that he will never leave you nor forsake you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Where he wants you to be and where he wants you to be. It's say in a position, in a particular place or position. I want to give the definition of position. Position is a place where someone or something is located or has been put. A location where someone or something should be. The correct place. A particular way in which someone or something is placed or arranged. It's a particular way in which we are seeking God's way. Hallelujah. So it's the way God wants this battle to be delivered. The way God has written it in the book of life for you to walk in and deliver. It's the correct place. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. See, when you sit and stand, hallelujah, in that particular place and particular position, that God called you to gain understanding in. Hallelujah. You will be able to gain what he has for you. Don't get discouraged if other people don't have the same revelation and don't believe what God is telling you, because God is speaking to you. Now, this was to the multitude, but all the multitude had to grasp it. And one thing we need to understand, when God is proclaiming his word, like what God is speaking to me, what the Spirit is speaking to me, all of us are facing different battles. If all of us grab this word and apply it to what God is doing in our life, the different things that we are facing, we can see the deliverance of the Lord. If this was a multitude and they was all fighting against the battle and they was the children, they was under Judah leadership at this time, Joseph had leadership at this time, and all of them, he proclaimed the fast throughout Judah, and all of them was in the fast. They was all had different mindset. They had all different understanding. Now, when they teach about Moses, and Moses say they all was in one spirit, the children of Israel rebel. But one thing we need to understand is that Joseph, he was the one that preceded Moses because he believed in God. He trusted God. God had gave him the understanding. It's some who faith is stronger than others, hallelujah, but they might be weak in another area where God is trying to deliver them, hallelujah. But you got to ask God, okay, Lord, you know the battle I'm facing. Give me the strength to trust your ways. It say, trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not on thy own understanding. In all thy ways, acknowledge him and he shall direct our path. Lord, show me what ways I need to acknowledge you. Show me what ways in this situation I need to acknowledge you. Hallelujah. Because I want to be in the correct place. Hallelujah. I want to be in a particular way in which you have placed me and arranged me to see the salvation of you that's with me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Fear not, nor me dismay. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord will be with you. Hallelujah. So he wants you to go out to that particular place, go to that place where he called you to be, standing on his word. Hallelujah. And you will see that he's with you. Hallelujah. And no matter what is going on, what battle you fight, either it's sickness in your body, if it's depression, hallelujah, if it's the loss of a job, a loss of a home, hallelujah, they just lost of children, hallelujah, you have in doubt, anything, if you have in any type of thing, hallelujah, ask God to show you the way of his salvation. Hallelujah. What ways do you need to acknowledge him? Hallelujah. Where are you leaning on your own understanding where you're truly not trusting? Hallelujah. We got to get to the point where we talk to God and be specific and tell him what we are really feeling. Hallelujah. So he can explain to us. Hallelujah. Because God be releasing stuff to us because God is speaking to us and telling us things. And we got to say something and we don't be obedient because we not understanding. He's trying to show you where you need deliverance at, where you need to be whole, that where he's trying to show you the salvation of him, but you don't feel like that area need to be whole, hallelujah, because you want to hide everything. You got to the point where you blank stuff out that you feel like it's too overwhelming for you, that you feel like it's too much hurt going to come out of that, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So you will try to figure it out yourself of how you're going to blank this out your mind. We need to get out of that, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And Joseph said, bowed his head. And Joseph had bowed his head with his face to the ground, and all Judah and all the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and fell before the Lord, worshiping the Lord. And the Levites and all the children of Kerah and the children of Kurites stood and praised the Lord God of Israel with a loud voice on high. And they rose early in the morning and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa, and they went forth. Joseph had stood and said, hear me, O Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem, believe in the Lord your God, so shall you be established. Believe his prophets, so shall you prosper. He said, believe in the Lord, and so shall you be established. Believe his prophets, and you shall prosper. Hallelujah. One thing we need to understand, the prophet that came to him and spoke to him, hallelujah, he said, believe him, and you shall prosper, because he was delivering the message of the Lord. We need to understand how to hear God's voice out of, because just when Joseph that was fighting the battle with Ahab and God delivered him and showed him that you was loving someone that hated me, but I still found good inside of you, hallelujah. And after that, this is when he started going through this. Ahab had prophets that was lying under him, and Joseph had understood when his prophets came and prophesied and said when they was going against Ramah Gilead, he said, is it another prophet here of the Lord, hallelujah, because he knew the sound of God's voice coming out of prophets, hallelujah. So the only way you're going to prosper and be establishing what God is saying is by prophets that delivering and releasing what God is saying. Because yes, they was praying and they was fasting, but the prophet came and released what God was saying. Hallelujah. It's certain things that God is saying at certain times and you need to be able to understand it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So I just pray you receive thus what the Spirit was saying to the church and you go deeper inside of God and you trust your Father and you believe all that he's doing. Hallelujah. Because God is there with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Just don't leave him nor forsake him. He is with you. He will make you whole, and that's what he wants you to see. See the deliverance in the area where you need deliverance. Be made whole in our Father. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, he's making you whole, and he's giving you the strength to walk out and do what he called you to do. Don't believe the sight of the thing, but walk by faith. Hallelujah. Because with faith, you please God. Hallelujah. And he's the rewarder of those who diligently seek him. See, when you have faith, you seek your Father at all times. Hallelujah. Join me next week on God's Rooted Message. I pray everyone have a blessed weekend and everybody trusting God and seeking God. Don't let the situation overtake you. Hallelujah. God is showing you the salvation of him. You going through something that seems similar, something you keep going through, and God's trying to show you the area where you need deliverance so you can go to another safe level. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Don't be discouraged, but be encouraged. Hallelujah. And trust God and be honest and speak to your Father. Ask him where I need to acknowledge you in the ways and where I'm not trusting and leaning on my own understanding. He will reveal it to you. And just take the truth of what God is saying. Don't reject the truth, but receive the truth and embrace it. Hallelujah. 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 God is good. Have a blessed weekend. I love you. God loves you more. Love, heart, and pray, my heart. Hug, love, my love.